Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jody Smith, and she is with the Montgomery County ISU Extension. Good morning to you, Jody.
Good morning.
Well, you know, the weather's been pretty good. Now we're going to get some rain, which we really need. And all of that kind of, to me, relates to gardening. Well, you have kind of a different take on a gardening project happening tomorrow night.
Are growing orchids.
Wow.
We're having a seminar on how to grow orchids.
So that's going to be more, well, I shouldn't say this. I'm not real familiar with orchids. I think of them as being indoor plants, but maybe some can go outdoors. People will find that out tomorrow night.
That's right.
All right. So what time and where?
Okay. It'll be held tomorrow, Tuesday, April 7th, beginning at 6:30 p.m. And it'll be held here at the Montgomery County Extension Office. And our address is 400 Bridge Street. We're just located right off of Broadway as you're going south.
All right. Now, what's the fee for that?
It is absolutely 100% free to attend this great seminar. We do ask you to RSVP just so we have enough seats and enough handouts. And you can call our office at 712-623-2592. Or you can email me at jodsmith@iastate.edu.
All right. So this is this chance, you know, it's tomorrow night. We're talking about going, oh my goodness, you didn't let me know ahead of time. Well, sometimes people decide at the last minute. If you've been wanting to learn about orchids, tomorrow night is the chance. Are you a gardener, Jody?
I am not, unfortunately.
Well,
I have house plants, but that's about
well,
it.
Well, see, that's, you know, you're a gardener then. It doesn't matter whether you're in or out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still, and those house plants are so good for the air in your house. They're really a health plus for you. So that's good to know you have those. Jody, let's talk just a little bit about if people have horticultural questions. Of course, they can come into your office. But, you know, if they want, I'm going to say you're probably not the specialist for horticulture. How can they contact people who have those answers?
Well, they can always contact any extension office in Iowa. We have over 100 offices. And if there isn't a specialist within that office, then we can always do some research online for you. Or you can do your own research online by going to extension.iastate.edu. And then for our office, it's /Montgomery for Montgomery County. And there's a lot of different resources online. Or, like I said, just contact the extension office themselves, and we'll help you with your questions or guide you where you can get your answers at, and we'll be able to help you.
Yeah. I think I've even heard about people bringing in a leaf, a bug, whatever, and you can fax a picture or whatever. I mean, that's a starting point. If somebody says, I really want somebody to look at this, and you're going, I don't know about this.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, if you have a sample, that would be great. You can just bring it in, and again, we'll do some research for you, or we'll send, you know, help you, give you information about sending it away to get it analyzed, because we do water samples and soil samples as well. If you have a sample, if you don't, and you can describe it to us, we can also help you out there as well.
All right. So I think, Jody, that many people, even though Extension has been around for years and years and years and years, there's still people go, oh, I didn't know you did that. So we have to keep telling them.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's sort of like, to me, if you have a question, there's two places you go to start with. One is the Extension office. The other is probably your public library. And, you know, and of course, if you have a computer, you can go online and start your search. But even then, you kind of need to know what the credible sources are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So any other programs going on in Montgomery County that you want to mention?
We just continue to have our 4-H clubs meetings and our Clover kids. They meet once a month to get familiar with 4-H for the younger kids. And we're just starting to get ready for our fair.
When is it? What are the dates?
The Montgomery County Fair will be held July 14th through the 19th.
All right. So kind of start getting those on your calendar. There's a whole string of county fairs that kind of happen about that time. So kind of get them on. And you have a really nice fairgrounds and good facilities there that use for other things, too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, our fairgrounds are available to rent out the buildings on the fair. And, you know, we host some events there. Our county youth coordinator, she holds early out Wednesday activities there for the kids, and so we have a great fairgrounds.
Now, what about this is usually the time of the year I hear about pesticide applicator training.
Yes, we do have a private pesticide class coming up here in Montgomery County on Wednesday, April 15th. We will be showing that private pesticide DVD to renew your license at 9 o'clock, and then we'll also be showing it at 1 o'clock. So if you're a private pesticide applicator and did not come to the one we held back in January and need to renew your license, just give us a call here at the office and let us know you're attending.
So that would be mostly farmers when you say private pesticide applicators.
Correct.
That's versus those who do it as a profession or as a business.
Being paid for it, yep.
Yes, okay. Yep. So very important thing to do. I know there's lots of rules and regulations and laws and so on that if you're sort of beginning in that, you probably need to get there for sure. But there's always some updates.
Yes, absolutely. And it's required to either attend a class every year or every 3 years you have to take a test. So I would rather attend a class.
Yeah. And it's right there locally, and I think most of the counties offer those, so it's really close by to anybody who does need that training.
Absolutely.
So, Jody, how long have you worked for ISU Extension?
Actually, I'm a newbie. I just started my position here on January 5th of this year.
Wow.
So, yep, I'm a newbie.
What have been the surprises?
Like we talked earlier, just the amount of resources that we do have available at our fingertips and that we can kind of assist you with almost anything that you need, from your home, gardening, fields, your kids, your families. We offer serve safe. It's for mostly restaurants serving food and how to do that safely. To your families and your kids and 4-H. It's just the extension does offer a wide variety of things for people.
You've been on a really steep learning curve, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Because you have to kind of know all of it, Jody, know where to find all of that, not just one part of it. And I think, I know, for instance, people who are in 4-H as they grew up, they think, well, they know extension. Most of them have no clue as to what the total picture is. So it's a good thing to get acquainted with that. Let's remind folks, Jody, about the class tomorrow night.
All right. The Growing Orchids Seminar will be held on Tuesday, April 7th, beginning at 6:30 p.m. at the Montgomery County Extension Office. And that class will be presented by Dallas Clayton out of Villisca, who has been growing orchids for over 5 years. And he's going to be sharing his experience and words of wisdom for growing orchids. The seminar is free of charge, so there's no charge to attend, but we do ask you to RSVP at 623-2592.
All right, and, you know, we'll have that phone number here, and then if you have a computer, you can always just Google it, whatever, search
Absolutely.
For ISU Extension Montgomery County. It'll pop up there, and you can learn more about Extension there and Extension other counties, and also get your call in to attend that class tomorrow night. So we want to thank you very much, Jody Smith, for visiting with us.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's the thought. Just because you only have houseplants doesn't mean that you don't have the gardening spirit.